This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jobs is where we start today. Jobs may well be where we start tomorrow. Don't know yet, because paychecks and who's getting them are the heart and soul of making this economy go. They are also, not coincidentally, at the heart of the big economic challenge right now. Inflation and interest rates and where and whether Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve might be able to find a happy medium. Last week in his big speech at Jackson Hole, the Fed chair said, not for the first time, the central bank is going to keep raising interest rates to bring inflation down, if appropriate. That's a quote, if appropriate. And I mention all that because we got new jobs data today that the Fed can add into its calculus. Job openings in this economy fell last month to about 8.8 million, the lowest level since March 2021, a sign, perhaps, that the labor market is cooling down just a little bit. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino starts us off with the job openings and labor turnover survey.
If you're the Fed, sitting at the figurative controls of the jumbo jet that is the economy, and you're looking out of the cockpit at these signals from the labor market,
I think this is very much consistent with the soft landing that everyone is sort of hoping and praying for.
Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst at Bankrate. He says the Fed might see indications in the JOLTS data that supply and demand in the job market are balancing out.
We now see the number of job openings relative to the number of unemployed at about 1.5. That certainly is getting into better alignment.
When there are way more jobs than people to fill them, employers have to pay more to attract workers, says Aaron Tarasas, chief economist at job site Glassdoor.
Ultimately, what the Fed cares about is wages.
There are still 1.5 times more jobs than unemployed people, so
it's still not a cool labor market, right?
But Layla O'Kane, a senior economist at Lightcast, says it is showing multiple signs of cooling. Not only did job openings decrease in July, they were also revised down for June. The number of workers quitting also dropped, falling back in line with pre-pandemic levels after soaring during the Great Resignation.
It's showing there's a little bit more stability. Employers can plan ahead a little bit better, and they're no longer having to push those wages even higher.
But Aaron Sojourner, senior economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says it doesn't look like winter is coming too quickly. For example, like in the Alps last week, where record heat was followed by snowstorms.
That's not what we want. We don't want wild swings. We don't want unpredictable tumult.
Layoffs held steady in July, suggesting a cool down that's maybe more like winter in coastal California than the deep freeze of alpine peaks. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.